Today's New Testament reading is from Jude. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it, that Jesus, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Yet in like manner these people also, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious ones. But when the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed by all that they, like unreasoning animals, understand instinctively. Woe to them! For they walked in the way of Cain, and abandoned themselves for the sake of gain to Balaam's error, and perished in Korah's rebellion. These are hidden reefs at your love feasts, as they feast with you without fear, shepherds feeding themselves, waterless clouds swept along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn twice dead, uprooted, wild waves of the sea casting up the foam of their own shame, wandering stars for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. It was also about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, malcontents, following their own sinful desires. They are loud-mouthed boasters, showing favoritism to gain advantage. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions.' It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, before all time, and now, and forever. Amen." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Alan Boister from Hope Lutheran Church in Granite City, Illinois.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for our meditation today is the book of Jude. Of course, it was written by Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, as a letter to the early church, probably sometime during the period 67 to 80 AD. It is a very brief book, or letter, one chapter, 25 verses. Apparently, there were false teachers, those distorting the truth of Jesus Christ for their own gain, that had infiltrated the church. The fact that Jude's letter is brief says something in and of itself. What Jude has to say is important, urgent, and to the point. Jude was not wasting space or dancing around the issue. The false teachers in the church needed to be exposed and condemned. The faithful Christians in the church needed to be encouraged to stand firm in their faith and fight for the truth. It was an important message to give and needed to straightforward be done. At first blush, this may seem that the book of Jude is irrelevant for us today. After all, Jude is sending warning and encouragement to the first century church for a problem they were having. We are now the 21st century church. After all, we have to be smarter today, don't we? And the problems they had, they surely can't be relevant today, can they? But I want to tell you that the problems Jude saw are exactly the same problems we have today. Jude talks of the seriousness of sin. He talks of God's judgment on the unrepentant sinner. But he also provides some very beautiful quotes he heard from the apostles. He validates the teaching of the church today. And he reminds us of our favored, certain status in Christ. So who are these false teachers today? How do we relate them to what Jude experienced and warned against? First of all, these false teachers were members of the church. Jude tells us they partook of the Lord's Supper with the other church members. They peddled their wares unnoticed. And that is the most dangerous situation to face. If someone in the church says, Jesus is not the Son of God, surely he will be noticed and rejected. But if someone subtly compromises God's word and even seems to be justified by worldly wisdom, they may go unnoticed. Jude says, be aware of these folks and reject them. These people that Jude talks about are all about themselves. They reject God's authority. Does this not sometimes go on in the church today? I know what God says, but my situation is different. I can handle it. I know what I am doing. Or, living together before marriage? I really love her, and someday we will get married. Besides, I'm doing it out of love and care for her. Or, we have to be more modern and forward-thinking. We have to show love. We have to be tolerant. If they have desires and want to be a homosexual couple, we should let them. Or, I know what they are doing in the church is wrong, but I don't want to make them mad. We want them in the church, don't we? We want church growth, don't we? There are many examples of arguments we hear of twisting God's word to justify and satisfy our own desires. Certainly, we love and care for all people and want all people to be saved, but we must never put our own truths above God's truths. We must never be what Jude calls self-serving shepherds. Jude says that Christ, the great victor over sin, death, and the devil, has defeated the enemies of the church in the past, and those who rebel against him now are marked for destruction also. A day of judgment awaits all who reject God's word. So what are we to do? We are to remember our baptismal cleansing. We are to remember the words of the apostles. We are to build each other up in faith. We are to pray in the Holy Spirit. We are to keep in the love of the Lord and proclaim the gospel message to those who reject Christ's authority, that they may be snatched from the fire and be saved. God wants all people to be saved. Jude has a wonderful doxology to close his letter. And I would like to use this doxology to close this message. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
We thank Pastor Alan Boyster from Hope Lutheran Church in Granite City, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.